Today's devotional was written by Mitchell Stecker. Psalm 105 is an exhortation to thankfulness amongst the faithful, undergirded by a recounting of Israel's deliverance by God, the foundation for his spirit of gratitude. The psalmist notes, however, that the promised deliverance is not an action solely wrought on high, rather in working through Moses and Aaron. God cooperates with humankind to bring God's chosen out of Egypt. In Imago Dei, it's a beautiful reminder of this penitential season that, in spite of our shortcomings, we all are fashioned after this divine pattern, and thus are each worthy of love and imbued with an indelible dignity. It may, however, be tempting to think of the imago as a one-way dynamic, overlooking the responsibilities of bearing such a character trait. As we live, move, and have our being in God, God likewise desires to live and move in and share in creative, reparative being with us. If we are indeed members of Christ's own body, then we should naturally expect this invitation to actively participate in God's will in the here and now. As we follow the cloud and fire through this pilgrim season of Lent, let us embrace this two-way understanding of imago, savoring the sublime likeness within ourselves, and moreover letting it propel us into cooperation with the divine will, to work God's signs and portents in our day, like Moses and Aaron, and similarly participate in the godly work of salving the wounds of oppression, hatred, and scarcity as we encounter them in our own contexts. Let us pray. O God, be among us these 40 days just as you were with your people when you brought them out of Egypt. When we were wearied by the journey, bring us again to your tabernacle, not made with hands, but rather your spirit, hidden and abiding within our heart, that we may be renewed for the continuation of our striving. Through Jesus, our deliverer. Amen.